From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading The Russian River by Gary McCarthy, another installment in the Rivers West series. Now let's begin with a prologue to The Russian River. Anton Rostov wiped the stinging salt spray from his eyes. He stared out across the choppy and frigid Gulf of Alaska and felt a hardening westerly wind cut at his sealskin parka. It was almost sunset, and the light was dying, barely sufficient to penetrate the gray Alaskan fog. All of his attention was fixed on the Aleuts and their two-man skin kayaks called Baidarkas. There were only 5 boats remaining in the water, but they had been hunting since daybreak and had managed to harpoon only 12 sea otters, not enough to be allowed to return to the big 2-masted Russian schooner, not even in the face of the weather front that was sweeping in from the storm-tossed Pacific. Anton glanced to the foredeck, where his captain, Vasily Tarakanov, stood as rooted as the mast. Tarakanov was in his early 50s, stout, double-chinned, and single-minded. His heavy beard was flattened against his face by the wind, and his gloved hands clenched the oaken wheel. His expression revealed a hardness born of the many years he had sailed these treacherous, stormy waters for the Russian-American Company out of Sitka, Alaska. Years before, when the otters had been plentiful off the Aleutian Islands to the north, he had been shipwrecked one winter and survived 6 months of bone-numbing darkness. His hair had turned white and his teeth had fallen out, but he had survived, and the company had rewarded him with a Russian medal and a ship of his own to command. "He will not call the Aleuts in," Anton told himself. "Not even when the sleet comes and the ocean spray freezes their faces and blinds them. Not even when they are like little bobbing blocks of ice."